A new report prepared by the World Bank has found that hopes the digital revolution would help lift the poor from entrenched disadvantage have been dismally misplaced. The organisation says the world's poorest people are now more likely to have access to a mobile phone than to a flushing toilet or clean drinking water. But despite the rapid spread of mobile communications, there are still 4 billion people around the globe who have no access to the internet. The World Bank's Tim Kelly is one of the Washington-based co-authors of the report. Digital dividends. Tim Kelly, tell me a little bit about your report. It seems that contrary to a widespread view about the liberating effects of the digital revolution, it's so far failed to help lift the world's poorest people out of entrenched poverty.
Yeah, there was great hope that the internet would be a kind of silver bullet that would do everything for the development that the development community had failed to do over the last 20 years. And to a certain extent, that techno-utopianism has been proved. Mobile phones, for instance, have had quite a transformative effect. But we're not yet seeing the same effects from internet in developing countries. And that's for a number of reasons. One is they simply haven't reached the right people yet, or haven't reached enough people. And secondly, we're not seeing the same benefits in terms of development impact yet.
Does that mean those benefits aren't coming in the World Bank's view? Or do you feel perhaps more optimistically that they're just not coming quickly enough and that needs to be addressed?
I think it's the latter. They're not coming quickly enough. We are seeing quite spectacular examples. For instance, the introduction of digital ID in India has had quite a big effect there, or the introduction of mobile money in Kenya. But to some extent, these are isolated. What we're not seeing is the general benefits in terms of renewed or increased economic growth that we've perhaps seen, say, in the United States. In the United States, there seems to be a very clear link between the growth of broadband and the growth of entrepreneurship, new business opportunities. But we're not yet seeing that impact on businesses in many developing countries.
Well, does that mean that the democratizing effects of technology, which is often touted, is losing its impact as perhaps the developed world gets perhaps cannier, better at concentrating the benefits within its own hands?
I think there's a constant race for speed, whereas 10 years ago, email and the sort of slow speed services like SMS would have been more than sufficient. These days, to be a big player in the world of e-commerce, for instance, you really need high power, reliable, always on networks, and you need them to be delivered to big screen devices. Whereas most developing countries are still using small screen devices, which are fine for, say, social media, uploading stuff to Facebook or Twitter, but they're not necessarily useful for running a business, or certainly not for running a government. So what we need to see is the spread of high-speed broadband networks and big-screen devices that can be better used for applications such as businesses and governments.
Well, one of the interesting points that you raise in the report is that the world's poorest people are more likely to have access to a mobile phone than they are to a flushing toilet or clean drinking water. It seems you can add to that list the fact that they might not have access to a decent computer where they can actually conduct a bit of e-commerce.
Yes, that's correct. And we reach the stage now in most developing countries where there are more users of mobile phones than people that have reliable electricity. So that's becoming a constraint, particularly in rural areas.
Tim Kelly from the World Bank. I was talking to him there from Washington.